Darren, good game, excellent result, and a terrific goal to win it for you.
Yeah, it was a good game. Two good teams, I feel. And the goal was worthy of winning any game, at any level. Outstanding. We did one against Oldham, and today was better. Great ability to have. The ability to hit that ball with the part of the foot he does, so it just makes it dip in the last second. And the goalkeeper, for me, couldn't get anywhere near it.
You found him. Well, not perhaps you personally, but the club...
That wasn't me personally.
Okay.
No, the club found him.
Yeah, I was going to say the idea now, though, is that you've got to hold on to him.
I don't think we'll have a problem. I really don't. I don't think we'll have a problem holding on to Marcus. I feel he knows that he's only been here 2 minutes and he's enjoying it. That's the main thing. He can play in different positions, have we seen. I think he's got 5 or 6 goals. He's had assists and he's... First half, he couldn't get in the game as we wanted him. I felt he was playing too high, and we just spoke about halftime. You know, even if you come a little bit deeper, the game eventually will open up. And when it does open up, that's when he's at his best. You know, you've seen that lad get sent off, and he doesn't know. He can go left, right, you know, when he goes past people. And he's very good, good ability. But he knows it wasn't his best game, but when you do that and score the goal that manages to be the winner, then sometimes that's all you need.
Beckham Bale, it was in that category,
Bale
wasn't
more
it?
Than Beckham, I feel, in terms of the technique. Becks used to bend him in a little bit more and come round it a little bit more, but he actually runs at the ball straight, which means the goalkeeper's unsure of where he's going to go. But no, it was an outstanding goal.
Good performance last week, and the same team again today. That was the first time this season that you've been able to do that.
Yeah, only for 30-odd minutes. I had to make a change, and he looks doubtful, Burgess, for Tuesday. He just slipped on the grass, and he felt his hip. But I had no problem making the change, because I felt, actually, with the three that... ended up, we just moved Bozzy in one and Baldwin out one. I felt they did well second half, I really did.
Once again, you've given the opposition a goal start, though.
Yeah, it's a bad habit, but it's a good habit to come back. I think that's the big difference. I don't think we did that enough last season. I think, you know, the stats show that when we fell behind, we struggled. Lost a goal after 2 minutes against Crawley, lost a goal after, 15-odd minutes. And it gives the opposition, especially when they're away from home, you know, something to hang on to. But I felt we kept our composure, and obviously the corner's goals, timing of that is imperative, really. And second half performance, I felt we thoroughly deserved the win.
Yeah, that goal set the second half up just perfectly, didn't it? As you say, the timing was absolutely spot on just before the interval.
Yeah, no, it was an important goal, because obviously it does change things, I feel. My team talks slightly, maybe Danny's as well, makes them a little bit more nervy. Whereas when you're ahead, you know, you have got something to hang on to. And no, I just said to the players, make sure you keep doing and keep trusting yourself and trusting what we want to do and what we want you to do. And I felt second half they did that well. And I really shouldn't have been just winning by the odd goal. It should have been more.
And he snapped up that chance well, didn't he, Washington?
Yeah, he did. He took it well. He's on a good run, 4-4. Hit the post. I thought he was a constant threat. You know, as well as I do, strikers, you know, need to score goals to get confidence. And he looks confident at the moment. He didn't snatch at it. He put it away really well.
And Joe Newell, really, with his approach play, he had a hand in that, didn't he? And the sponsors obviously thought he had a great game because they named him Man of the Match. He was very good today, wasn't he?
Yeah, I feel with Joe, and, you know, he's perhaps not been, you know, the fans' favourites at the times for whatever reason, and perhaps, you know, he's been a little bit inconsistent. I remember last season he played well, and then he got injured, and then he played well, and then he got sent off in the final. So perhaps he's not helped himself, and he's been unlucky, call it what you want. For me, he's always a player I've really, really admired. I think I've had a lot of really good players and have got a lot of good players. He's got as much ability as any one player I've had. There's no question about that. He can play in different positions. And today I felt his performance was excellent. And then I was pleased for him that he got the reception he did. Now he's just got to be consistent. But sometimes it takes players longer to believe they fit into a team. I think that's the difference with Joe. He believes he should be in the team, and that can make a big difference.
Good today to win before the home fans and to play well before the home fans, because you've got a couple of away matches coming up now.
Yeah, I just had an elderly fan there just come up to me and say thanks for entertaining us, and I think I'm pleased about that, because I think we did, and I think that's important. And we've got some exciting players. I mean, I look at my bench, I've got McAvoy, Mendes there, and Luke. I mean, 4 attackers really on the bench, and I didn't know what one to put on. I just went with Kenny because his pace might have stretched it. But second half, I thought we were good, and we're showing a good togetherness. Team spirit-wise, is the best I've had and since I've been a manager. There's no question about that.
And it is good that you can now win and entertain, because earlier on in the season, you were winning, but more grinding out results because you've got the injury problems and so on, and a young side. But It's becoming different now.
Yeah, I mean, we're 13 games in, Edwin, and I feel we've done well. You know, I don't really look at what any other teams do. I look at 26 points, 2 points on average a game is a good stat. And the first 15 games for me, you set a platform, be in a good position. The middle bit's the hardest. You've got to grind the points out then, and the last bit take care of itself. So we're coming up to the middle bit. We need to get there first. You've got two games away from home, as you say. It'd be great if we could finish the week off with 6 points, because all of a sudden you're a couple of points ahead of where you want to be, and that gives you a little bit of a gap.
Well done today. Great display.